Let's go.
This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Now, I guess with COVID-19, a lot of people have been in a bit of a tricky situation regarding work. A lot of people have lost their jobs, unfortunately. And then some might find themselves, you know, wanting to move on, but not being entirely sure whether or not they can. So I suppose tonight, I have a couple of questions, I guess, you know, regarding careers. Of course, today we've had an announcement that we're going to be moving into level 3. And I think a lot of people, you know, they're going to be a little bit worried. Is there still employers out there looking for staff, or what way do you think that is?
Yeah, that's a really good question, especially with those announcements today. It's hard not to kind of panic a little bit. But the first thing I would have to say is, like, absolutely, definitely there are people employing. Don't panic, first of all. Obviously, there's certain industries that have been hit, such as certain retailers, hospitality and tourism sectors. But there are a lot of demand in a lot of other areas, such as healthcare and medical, supply chains, logistics, the multinationals are still hiring, food retailers, obviously, science and pharmaceuticals, education, tech, social media, and so on. So there is lots of jobs out there. They're still advertising. They might just do virtual interviews. That might just be the slight difference, but keep the chin up. Definitely, there are opportunities out there for people.
And I'm sure that'll be a little bit of a sigh of relief for some people, because I think, you know, because we're in the current situation that we are in now, a lot of people might be a little bit afraid. As we all know, I think, you know, I had to try and get used to back in March being able to do a radio show from home and work remotely and get your head around that. I guess a lot of people have probably changed how they're working right now. But has working remotely changed how people predominantly can get employed?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the track to get employed is the same. Yes, a lot of companies are working from home now and they've adapted very well. And that's all working great, but they still need new employees. And the way to get the job is through the usual route. So typically you would look on your main jobs websites, your LinkedIn, your irishjobs.ie, your Indeed, or on the company website. And another great way then is to see who's in your network of people. So who do you know? Think of those people, maybe reach out to them through social media or give them a text or a call. Because we can't meet up in person anymore, and ask them, is there any jobs in their company? Can you possibly refer me? Because I know referrals is a big way of getting into a business. And then, yeah, as I said, the only kind of small change with the working from home would be that virtual interview world. And some people might already be familiar with that. Some people prior to COVID would have, you know, be used to those virtual interviews. But for a lot of people, it is a very new experience.
Definitely, definitely. And I know now there's a lot of people who maybe have been out of work for a while and they're thinking, you know what, I just love to get back into something to be able to, I suppose, keep their mind busy until maybe their own sector opens up. But are there many sectors around that have an increased demand for staff, you know, since COVID began?
Yeah, so as I said there, some of those industries would be like the healthcare and medical, obviously, and then supply chains, logistics, multinationals, the food retailers, education, tech, social media. I'm always checking the job boards myself to see what is out there. And, you know, there are lots of jobs out there. So really, I would be very optimistic. Obviously, you know, there's those certain industries like hospitality, tourism, certain retail outlets that have, you know, been knocked. But there, you know, I think what you have to think about is ask yourself, where are my transferable skills? You obviously will have a lot of kind of experience to date. So it's not like you're starting from scratch, and it's really just seeing where have I got some good experience, and how can I use this good experience as transferable skills into maybe a different industry, even if it's just until your own industry picks up again.
Definitely, definitely. And I guess for anybody who may be looking to change their career or maybe get back into employment if they have been at home for a little while or having a think about it, have you got any advice for somebody who does want to get back out there and maybe try and secure themselves a job?
Yeah, so for tips for getting a job, I would always say, like,
set aside some time each day to do a bit of research and to do some applying for jobs. And I say set aside this time, so just get organized is a big thing. You know, get dressed, get out of the pajamas, you know, plan your day, but also give yourself that time at the end of the day to just relax, not think about jobs, because as you know, it can get a little bit overwhelming and, you know, you can get a little bit consumed by it all. Another thing I would say would be to update your LinkedIn profile, or else create your LinkedIn profile. So it's a great way for recruiters to spot you, to say to see if you are in the hunt for a job, and also to network with people and see what's going on in your industry. Also, another tip I would say is to invest in just a simple notebook to write out interview questions, so you're preparing yourself well, and even writing out simple questions like tell me about yourself and writing the answer to it, because I always think even with those simple questions, we don't always have a perfect answer for it straight away. We might think we do, but then it all gets jumbled up in our head or we start waffling. So even having it nice and concise and bullet points will make sure that the interview goes very well, and it also builds up our confidence as we go through it. And then obviously, as I said, prepare well for your interview, match up your cover letter and your CV, and match it up to the job description. I think a lot of people kind of don't rely on the job description, and I always think that's kind of like your go-to or your Bible when you're applying for a job. You should be really looking at what is it they're asking me, what is it they're looking for, and everything that's kind of mentioned in the job description should be mentioned at some point in your CV and your cover letter, and obviously to amend the cover letter and the CV as you know, as you apply for each different type of job instead of having a generic one. And as I said, yeah, give yourself a break. If you don't get a job or you go for the interview, you know, it's not the end of the world. I always think if you don't get it, it wasn't for you. And it's always a really good experience to go through the interview. And, you know, if you even get the interview, you've obviously done something right. They've liked something about it. So it's always a good step to get some interviews under your belt.
That's some really, really good advice. And I think a bit of a pep talk for people as well. And I would never have thought of that as well. Such a good idea to tailor each different cover letter and CV and all of that kind of stuff to the job that you're doing, which is great advice. Do you think that maybe it's ever too late to change career? Even somebody, you know, who might only have a couple of years left working, or maybe they're, you know, somebody who's been working in a job for a long time and they're like, oh, sure, you know, I'm here now, sure, I might as well stay. Is it ever too late to change?
I don't think it's ever too late to change, honestly. So when I work with people, the biggest thing that I hear from people that are the biggest blockers, they'd be fear and confidence issues. And a lot of people, they just doubt themselves and they think, yeah, like, what's the point? Maybe I'm too old, I'm too whatever. And they just, yeah, and it really breaks my heart when I hear it. And the question I would ask myself if I was in that situation is, you know, am I unhappy in my job? And if you're saying yes to that, is there really a point in staying put? You know, because your happiness is really important. And that might not be changing career entirely. It could just be pivoting to a different type of career or a different type of role or something. But I always think if you are unhappy, you kind of have to do something about it just for yourself. You owe it to yourself. And I talk about stepping stone jobs a lot. So that's kind of like, you know, you mightn't want to start at the ground level or start from the very start all over again, but finding a job that, you know, allows you to step from one industry into another one, you know, even to get a little bit of experience and add to your CV and then move into a different industry nicely. That's always a nice one for people who are kind of later on in their career. But I always think as well, you've got so much life, so much work experience under your belt that, like, you know, you've so much to offer, and people don't realize like how much great experience that they have, and they are always underselling themselves. I'm always amazed by that. So I just think it's really possible to move into another industry without starting at square one. And then if you think about it, like, some of the most successful people and entrepreneurs find their calling later in life. And if you think about it, really, like, it is so difficult for people, like, in Ireland. They're 17, they're 18 years old, they're doing their leaving cert, they're filling in their CAO, and they don't even know what they want to put down. And I was in the same boat when I was younger, and it's a very difficult time, and it's so hard to know what to do. So I always think it's probably in your 30s or even later that you'll come to the realization of what it is that you're actually good at, what it is that you want to do. And then, you know, I think why not go for it? If you've got a great support network around you to help you adapt to the change, and, you know, you're a little bit patient, and willing to go with the process and take things step by step rather than seeing it as one big, you know, mountain to climb, I think there's definitely possibilities for that.
Brilliant, brilliant. And last but not least, if anybody has enjoyed the chat that we've had tonight, and I certainly have, where is the best place to go to find out all about what you do and maybe follow you on social media to get the latest updates?
Yeah, so I have a website. It's www.dmcareerconversations.com. And also we're on Instagram. It's at DM Career Conversations. So find us over on that and join in the conversations.
Brilliant. Deirdre, thank you so much for giving us your time here on the Hub and iRadio. And I'll be looking forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks so much, Louise. All the best.
The Hub Podcast. Subscribe now at iRadio.ie.